Hey everybody, it's Harry here. I know I just released an episode a couple days ago, but hey, don't call me an overachiever, because here's another one. Yeah, I mean, it feels nice to get back sort of on track, you know, releasing episodes in close proximity. So last week I talked to Kevin Grady from Fracture Type. This week I'm talking to Alex Pickert from Get to the Gig Boston, a local booking organization. He's also the founder and organizer of Nice A Fest, which is going down in Davis Square, Somerville, July. Let me get the exact dates. We mentioned them in the episode, but Nice A Fest is going to be held in Davis Square, Somerville, on July 25th to the 28th. That's Thursday to Sunday. Really, really stacked lineup. This festival is in its fourth year. It's grown every year. Just like everyone who is big in the Boston indie alternative DIY music scene, you know, that's who the festival is for. That's who's putting the festival on. That's who's playing the festival, and that's who's attending the festival. It's such a beautiful experience for the community. On this year's lineup, I'm going to highlight, we got some Alston Pudding staffers and adjacent folks. DJ Denim Dill, although he's not going by that this time, but Dylan Riley is going to be Alston Pudding DJ. He's going to be throwing down with Merced. And then the Collect Pond, which features Dan Moffitt and Ben Bonadies. Ben, you've heard on this show before, if you're a regular listener. They're going to be playing. Yeah, so the venues, it's split between the Rockwell and Crystal Ballroom in Davis Square. There's going to be a third outdoor stage this year on Saturday. You can hear Alex talk more. Alex has all the information, you know, so just tune in. Anyway, I'm super excited. This lineup is stacked. You know, we got Wunderbar, Pale Hound, Bay Fiction, Model Actress, Grass is Green, Pile, Ian Sweet, Jim Shorts, Divine Sweater, Dutch Tulips, Gift, Hassan Barclay. I could go on and on and on. It's just Pink Navel, like, you know, alum of this show. We got Mall Cops, Joey, former Alston Pudding staffer. Mall Cops are going to be on the podcast at some point. We got JVK, who I saw at Boston Calling, and who I need to finish writing up an interview I did with them. So sorry, guys, but be so excited to see you again. It's such a great festival. I'm going to let Alex talk more about it. I've already gone on long enough. Here we go. My interview with Alex Pickert, Nice A Fest preview. What's up, everyone? I'm here with Alex Pickert, who is the booker, the organizer of what is your official role with the festival?
I guess founder, booker, like it's my festival. Yeah, I booked the festival. Yeah.
Nice A Festival.
Nice A Fest, correct.
And we were just saying, like, this is the first time we've seen each other's faces, like spoken directly, after so years of, like, you know, just two ships passing in the night. Like, I for real. Like, I've heard your name for years, like just being involved with the Boston music scene.
Likewise. So
it's great to meet you and talk to you.
Yeah, same. Thanks for having me.
But yeah, so obviously we're talking about Nice A Festival, Nice A Fest, Nice Fest.
There's lots of
iterations.
People call it a lot of things. Yeah. We can call it Nice. You can call it Nice A Fest.
No one calls it a bad time, though. I'll tell you that.
That's so far so good. Yeah. We're going into year four.
Right. Yeah. I was just gonna say fourth year.
Yeah.
I wasn't there last year, but I was there the year before. I will be there this year.
Awesome! Can't wait. For sure. We'll meet in person. We'll have to actually high five or something.
Absolutely. Now that I know what you like, now that I've seen your face, it's like getting
totally
in the memory there.
No.
But yeah, I mean, like, walk me through. Let's just start with this here. And then we can go like go back in time and catch up to now.
Totally.
We'll, you know, we'll start like in medias res.
You know? Sounds good to me. What do you want to know?
I want to know who you're, you know, I'm sure you like, you're excited for like a lot of people because
yes,
the focus of NICE really feels to me like very local.
Yeah. I guess when I go out to book it, it's local. It's people that live in Boston. And then the bigger bands, like usually I kind of have to hit up like bands that started in Boston or came from Boston. But my rule for all 4 years so far has been local to Boston or has a direct tie to Boston. Yes. So, you know, we had Speedy Ortiz last year, or no, 2 years ago now, and they're from Philadelphia, but, or they live in Philadelphia, but they started in Western Massachusetts. So it's like, that was really cool to
and
have
we're
them.
We're an Alston band for years, because I was like, they were like the neighborhood band for like, for years when I was living in
forever.
Alston. I think played I saw
Great
them.
Scott forever.
Yeah, I saw them like, probably like 6 or 7 times in like 1 year. And then I didn't see them until NICE.
Yeah, they didn't play a lot for a long time, and they play like, you know, there was Sinclair show every couple of years or whatever. But it was really nice to, no pun intended, to have them back in the city a couple of years ago. And the same goes for this year when we have Wunderbar, those guys, you know, they started in Boston. And they were kind of the same deal. They were a neighborhood band for a long time. I've seen them playing at Great Scott and O'Brien's and basements. I booked them in a basement in, I think, 2013 or 12 even. So it's really cool to see them headlining. I know they live all over the place now. I think their drummer still lives around here, but or maybe just recently moved back. It is a local centric festival where we have this year 81 artists, all ties to Boston or the Massachusetts or at least New England. I'm starting to, you know, after so many years with so many bands, I'm starting to spread a little bit more New England, but local is very, 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 very top of mind when I'm booking this thing.
Yeah. And I mean, like, there are definitely bands on here that, like, I saw 2 years ago at NICE Fest. Not that I'm complaining, because like Hassan Barclay, you know, former guest on the show, like I've covered his music a lot.
We love Hassan.
Yeah. House of Harm, I talked to them a couple months ago when their new album was coming out.
I used to be their roommates.
Hell yeah. I their show at the last one, like I was aware of them and like their music, but that like seeing them at NICE was like, oh shit. Yeah. I'm a big, big fan of this band.
Yeah. No, they're really amazing at what they do. And it's really cool to see specifically because they were my roommates 5 years ago and they started the band while they lived like in the room above me. And I remember them like, you know, waking me up with the four on the floor, like goth bass drum part. Mm-hmm. And every morning, like writing these songs, and now they're touring the country. And, you know, one of my top acts on the fest this year. And it's cool. Yeah. Like you said, it's, I've had a rule that I set for myself where I don't book the same band 2 years in a row on the fest. Cause there's so many bands to give opportunities to, but I have been, watching bands grow who've played in the past that I want to add back to the mix after a year break. So like this year we have Pet Fox played the first year of NICE Fest. House of Harm played the second year of NICE Fest. I know we have Hassan coming back, which actually Hassan is a funny story because the first NICE Fest that they played he had some pretty crazy technical difficulties, so he only got to play like a 10-minute set out of 30. So we were like, we've had him top of list like since, being like, let's get him back for some redemption. And now we're actually giving him 45 minutes for our opening night, so he can, you know, he can rock out as much as he needs to. Yeah. So
and his set's amazing because he like throughout his career, like he's changed up his sound and like just experimented a lot. And when you see him live, he just incorporates it all.
Yeah, no. He does everything. The hip hop, the pop, the loops, the jazz,
psych rock,
all of it. Yeah, all of it. And he's like gotten like so much. I've been watching him, you know, make these guitar videos forever and ever. And like, he used to just be on the sample pad, and now he's like shredding guitar and, you know, doing everything. And I think he had a band at one point. I'm not sure if it's going to be a band or solo this year. I'm sure I'll soon find out, but I'm excited to see. That's a good surprise, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And also a shout out to Pink Navel, who I believe also played 2 years ago.
Yeah, they did. And they had such a great set, and they're maybe my favorite artist in Boston. And they actually worked for me at the festival last year, if you saw them around.
Oh, nice.
They're just like, they ran the vendor market last year in Statue Park, and it's been fun to just have them around, and they're a good friend. And it's fantastic where, you know, they just get better. Again, all these artists that the artists that I invite back are artists that I've noticed just get better and better, and, you know, expanding their reach and, like, you know, perfecting their craft, and people I'm really impressed with. And I mean, Hassan Barclay and Pink Navel are two great examples of that, of like, they just keep growing and growing, and they're powerhouses, seriously.
And they're alums of this show too.
That checks out.
But yeah, they were on the season finale of season one.
Amazing.
Dev and I are from the same hometown.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. So we
do
just,
you know,
like,
Joe Byrne as well?
I might.
Dev used to be in a band called Hey Handwriting. They were like an emo band. And my guitar player in my new band actually was in that band with Dev back in the day. So that's how I met all of them. They were like an emo band. Yeah.
Also want to give a big shout out, because there's some Alston Pudding staff members who are performing at the festival this year.
For sure, yeah.
Dylan, DJ Denim Dill, is throwing down some do we know, is he doing like house, or is like a usual electronic stuff, or is he...
I gave Dylan free rein to do whatever he wants. Last year he DJ'd our Thursday pre-show with Karate, and he also DJ'd Friday at Crystal Ballroom, and he played a lot of, you know, deep cuts. He played a lot of the band Wednesday. He loves the band Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then he's played some houses and stuff. This year, it's funny, he wanted to be called DJ Denim Dill last year, and then Dylan from Alston Pudding this year, where he's gonna play, I think, some more indie rock and like some more stuff that'll just make the people dance. And he's actually gonna be DJing back to back with Merced, if you know Merced.
I do know Merced. So not an alum of the show,
Friday.
But Cy, I keep telling you, come on the show.
Yeah, he should. He's amazing. Cy and Dylan will be doing back-to-back sets all day long at the vendor market on Friday and on Sunday. So Sunday is the day with Model Actress and House of Harm and all the bands that are, you know, more gothy, post-punky, a little darker. And that's what Dylan's vibe is completely. So I think he'll have a fun time over there.
Also, shout out to the Collect Pond, which includes Dan Moffitt and Ben Bonides, who are Alston Pudding staffers. So
hell yeah.
They're like that's, this is what I love about Nice, because it's just like a huge section of the Boston music community is just basically both in attendance or performing or both somehow.
That's the idea. We're trying to get everyone involved. I try to like really make sure I, you know, look at each pocket of each Boston music community. And, you know, as much as we do all get along, there's a lot of, you know, people doing their different things in different corners of the city, and I try to get everyone together as much as I can, and with the emphasis on indie rock, and, you know, make sure that the headliners and the openers all kind of vibe together and are excited. And I think I do a pretty good job of getting the openers and the smaller bands excited to play with the bigger bands. And I'm excited for Pale Hound this year, and I know a lot of the bands have been messaging me like so excited to see Pale Hound, and it's exciting.
Yeah, that Saturday lineup just looks, all the days are beautiful, beautiful days.
Thank you.
Like this Saturday lineup is like, you know, very stacked at the top, like with Wunderbar, Pale Hound, Pile. Yeah, I'm pumped.
You can keep going, yeah. It's Saturday. So this year, the difference between the past years is we're adding an outdoor stage on Saturday only. We're taking over a parking lot right down the street. So it's
the one behind like the CVS.
So it's actually funny. It's where there used to be a Walgreens, and it's vacant right now. There's a park called Kenny Park. That's right around the corner. It's on Highland Ave. If you're familiar, that is like right near, like it's all 2 minute walks. So you can walk from Crystal Ballroom to Kenny Park and then cross the street and you can go to, it's called Lot 6 on Google Maps, but it's, we're calling it the Main Street parking lot on Grove Street, and it's Grove and Highland Ave. We're going to take over the parking lot. We're fencing it in. We're doing a whole, you know, we're gonna have a bar, beer and wine, and we're going to have all our sponsors out there. I know Topo Chico is going to do some cool installation, and I got some art pieces being made right now, and we're going to do a little bit of vendor market in there. And then merch and all the bands throughout the day. So that's why Saturday is a little bit more heavily stacked than the rest of the days, is because we're doing three stages for the first time. So,
but just on Saturday is the three stages.
Just Saturday. So Thursday, here's the run of show. So Thursday is just at Crystal Ballroom. Friday is at Crystal and Rockwell, and we're doing Statue Park Vendor Market, which is right across the street from Crystal Ballroom where we usually do it. And then Saturday, we're going to have two vendor markets, one in Kenny Park, one in Statue Park, and Crystal Ballroom and Rockwell and the main stage going. So five areas going on. Sorry if you can hear these kids hanging out near me. But we're going to have five stages going on Saturday. So that's like a really, really, really exciting, exciting thing that's going on. And that's like why the Saturday is so much more heavily, you know, heavily stacked, and a ton more bands actually. So,
yeah, no, that's exciting though. Also, like, again, we could just like just go down the list and read every artist. Cause like, I got to shout out JVK.
I mean, there's 81. So how much time do you have?
Yeah. I got to shout out JVK, cause I just interviewed them a couple weeks ago and I'm working on getting that out. Cause I
and
saw
they
them
just
at
played Boston Calling.
Boston Calling. Yeah.
Which is huge.
Yeah. I shot their set there. So like,
awesome.
They were
sick. Can't wait to see
I didn't know those. I know them beforehand, but yeah, they were super cool.
That's some real rock and roll, man. Yeah. I love that band, and I think they're so like they're so passionate about what they're doing. And I mean, they can say that about probably every single band on this festival. But yeah, they're a band that I like have been, you know, looking around at for a while. But I think I booked them once. Maybe Mike Jordan, I get to the gig, who's like the other person that books with me. I think he's booked them once, but I haven't really had much contact with them. And I just got really obsessed with one of their songs and saw they were playing Boston Calling and thought it'd be a really cool thing to have them on the show.
Yeah, so definitely.
It'll be cool.
Yeah, I mean, so like we said, we could just go on and on gushing about the lineup. I kind of want to talk about the history of it, you know. So this is year four. What was kind of the motivation and how you got the ball rolling on just like starting it, you know, 4 years ago?
Yeah, it was a funny time in the world. It was you know, right in between Omicron and Delta variant of COVID. And we were just kind of, you know, loosening things up a little bit. And I think people were starting to go out. And I was working for a company called Once Somerville. And we were doing a bunch of outdoor shows that year in Boynton Yards, which is a development that no longer lets us do shows there. But they basically provided a parking lot. And then we put together a ragtag team and we did 27 outdoor shows that summer. And I booked all of them. And then one out of those 27 was Nice to Fest. And it was the one day that I was like, you know, it was less collaborative with the rest of the Once team. And it was more this was like my festival. I want to do this one day. And we did it and it was 12 bands. It was no headliners. It was Bowling Shoes, Lady Pills, Pet Fox, Shallow Pools, you know, Jesus the Dinosaur, Infinity Ring. I don't know if I can get them all on the top of my head, but only 12 bands and no headliner. We were all, you know, small local bands that all were just, it was a bunch of my friends. It was people that I had been dying to see after 3 years of being stuck in, 2 years to being stuck inside. And these bands that have been dying to play. And we put together, you know, this 12 band lineup. I got some food vendors and we got a little bit of vendor market going. And it just turned out way bigger than we ever could have expected. I expected like 200 or 300 people to show up max, and there was 1,000 people there that day. So
wow. Yeah.
That was it was kind of a, oh shit, this is happening and we can't not do this again. You know, it kind of just like fell into my lap of this is happening, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
We're doing this thing.
I mean, but so the step up in band from like going from like a 1 day 12 band roster to
Yeah.
year two, which was like 3 day, like
Year
two and
two
a half, but.
was, sorry, I got another call coming in. I gotta
Oh.
put them away. Year two was 61 or 62 bands. And I remember that first year doing it, that was the first year we did it at Crystal Ballroom in the Rockwell. And my booking partner on this, Josh Copland, who lives in Norfolk, Virginia, he came up to help work it and he saw every single band somehow. And it was
Wow.
like, how do you do
That's
that? And then last year
dedication.
we
Like,
had like,
that's dedication. That's also a level of mental organization and scheduling that
yes.
I personally, I don't think I could adhere to, because like if I'm
Yeah.
gonna, I like I'll get to a band set and I'll be like, I'm feeling this, I'm not moving.
Yeah.
Like, sorry to whoever's over at the Rockwell or over at Crystal Ballroom right now. But that was
Totally.
another thing that was so cool about it, because it's like, obviously, like a lot of festivals, you have to move around a lot. Like outdoor festivals, you move across whatever grounds they're at, stage to stage. But this was cool
Totally.
because it was two really awesome venues and just
Yeah.
down the street from each other. And it was like, all right, like, all right, friends, I'm gonna break off and go to the Rockwell. If whoever wants to come with me can stay here. But yeah, it was just like dipping back and forth between those two. A lot of fun. And yeah.
The idea there was actually stolen a little bit from Fest in Florida. If you've ever heard of that, it's
No.
literally called The Fest. It's like a big old punk rock festival. It takes over Gainesville every year. And it was funny because the second we didn't have the parking lot for second year, so we were like, fuck, like what do? We got to do Nice of Fest somewhere. And I just started working at Crystal Ballroom and we realized like how close our Rockwell was and was also my favorite spot to book. So the smaller spot to book. And it was just kind of like, kismet where the two of them are right across the street. We get to run back and forth. They really, it's a minute and a half walk. If you want to stay for two bands, you can. If you want to see every single one, they're all overlapped by 15 minutes. So you got to run, but you can do it. And it's, so that's kind of how Fest runs, where they have like 10 or 15 venues running at once down in Florida. And I was like, I can do this with two, and now we're gonna do three. So yeah, it's exciting. It definitely breeds like a different kind of like festival vibe too, where you're like, it's exciting of like, oh, am I gonna miss this band if I don't run like to the other venue? Or do my feet hurt a little bit? Do I want to sit at the bar at Crystal Ballroom for a band I've never heard of and check them out? Because every single band is gonna be awesome in their own right. They're all gonna be different, but hopefully, I mean, that's hopefully my idea is like Discovery Festival. I keep kind of saying that to people of like, we're kind of a, none of our bands are huge, Wunderbar Palehound and, the Bay Faction Pile maybe, but like everyone else is, would play a 500 cap room, 600, 1,000 cap room maybe. And to get them to be playing a festival like this is really cool. And it's fun. So I just keep talking. So you cut me off whenever you're ready.
Oh yeah. Well, I was thinking back, just to jump back to something you were saying about the first year, being surprised at how many people came. I, not having been at that specifically, but being a concert goer, like an avid concert goer at that time, I remember just like once I was able to go to live shows again after however long of not being able to of them just not ha being a thing. Because of the pandemic and lockdown, I remember I was ready to go to anything. And so like I'm not surprised that like you were expecting like what, like 200 people you said, and you got like almost like five times that with like a
It was
thousand.
pretty amazing. I think actually one of my favorite anecdotes from that was, we're a small DIY festival with no headliners. It was just these 12 bands that first year. And I remember seeing these girls walk in, like they were at Coachella, like wearing like sun goggles and like the skimpiest outfits and just like ready for like a big ass music festival. And they walked in, I literally heard, there's only one stage. What the fuck? And then they left. And I was like, okay, like, but it's like, it's so funny that like, that one, it was just, it was exactly that. I think people are ready to go to anything and they were
Yeah, they
looking for
just
things
saw
to
a
do. And
festival and were like, yes, I gotta be there.
Totally. And it was outdoors and it was a safe thing to do. And, you know, we weren't requiring masks because it was in this really specific 2 week time period in between Omicron and Delta where like no one was getting sick. And like, it felt like things were over. And I remember like pretty much within a week later, there was everyone getting sick again, you know, but it was, it was a really special, super special moment in time for me. And I think everyone that was there, it felt like a, you know, a brand new, exciting thing. So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I just remember, like, I ended up going to shows for whatever reason that, like, you know, I would have never considered listening to that artist, like, beforehand. But I was just, like, there, it's witnessing everybody having a good time and like, just being grateful that they could do that again. And I was like, you know what? Totally. This is an awesome time. I, like,
totally.
You know, even if the music isn't my cup of tea, like, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Yep, that's the vibe. And I think that that's kind of like where the name came from of just like nice. Like it's a festival. We want it to be nice, we want it to be chill, we want it to be a good time. And I think hopefully the name and the poster and the bright colors and everything kind of puts that across first, you know, before they even look at all these bands they don't know.
Did you notice my shirt?
Dude, I did. I was gonna say something, but we've been in such good conversation. But that's like OG. I love it.
Yeah. Because I got this at the 2 years ago. I didn't remember that this was probably an unconscious, like a subconscious decision this morning.
That you wore it today? I love it. You just had it on.
Yeah, because I knew I was interviewing you, but I just like grabbed the first shirt because I didn't want to just wear like black again. I was like, let me grab the first shirt that's there. And like knowing how much I like this shirt, like it's a regular go-to. I was halfway to work and I was like, oh shit, perfect.
It's so great. I love it. I saw the little smiley face bumping up and down. I was like, that has to be, you know, I love it.
Yeah. Definitely one of my favorite shirts. You said this is like old school. So do you do a new design each year?
That's the old logo. The new logo is like an oval and it has instead of just the normal smiley, it has like a little comma that has a smiley in it. We'll have some new cool merch this year. Our designer is, her name's Jane Fitzsimmons. She actually played the fest 2 years ago. If you caught them in a band called Twen, TWEN, they're one of my favorite bands of all time. They just played Warehouse 11 for us a couple weeks ago. But those guys are amazing. And Jane is, like a next level graphic designer. So it's been cool to work with her a lot.
Yeah. No, I'll have to pick up an updated version of the shirt.
Yes, sir. We'll have them. We'll be ready for you.
Hell yeah. I also want to talk about some of the some of the sponsors and how you get in touch with them and
yeah.
Like I know Topo Chico and Grillo's are old ones.
Yeah, they've been with us for all 3 years in the new spot. But yeah, this year we have Lawson's Finest Liquids. If you know them, they're from Vermont. They're a new beer, or like new beer to me, but I think they've been around for a while, but they're now just breaking into New England a little bit more, Massachusetts. And they have a beer that everyone loves called Sip of Sunshine. It's an IPA. It's really, really good. We have them, and then we have The Goods, I think one of my favorite sponsors. They're the dispensary that's right in Davis Square, which is part of the festival.
I think they'll be getting some business.
I think so. It's pretty cool. Last year we did they would give out like a little card that was like, come in for and give us a dollar and we'll give you two gummies, you know, and you give you a little gummy pack and then people would go out, pop them, walk into the venue, have a great time, a nice time, you know. So those guys are great. And this year they're actually bringing along, they're bringing along PAX this year, PAX, the vape company. And they're also bringing along Wana gummies, WANA. So we're going to have Wana gummies and PAX represented in our vendor market and at, in the Goods during the festival. They're going to be doing something. I don't know exactly what yet. I know there's an engraving machine that I'm trying to get the nice fest logo on. So we'll see how we get that going, but, expect some surprises from them. I'm trying to think of our other sponsors. This year, our nonprofit sponsors is Calling All Crows. If you know them, they're an amazing organization. Basically, they're our nonprofit this year, and their head they're headed by Chadwick Stokes, who's in the band Dispatch.
Dispatch, yeah.
Or he's like one of the main guys that started this organization. They are amazing. They work to combat sexual violence in the music industry and in live shows. And they lay, you know, like to help spread, you know, spread awareness of what's going on and how to stay safe, and you know, the help with signage during the events. And we're also going to have an actual table tent this year, where if you feel uncomfortable or unsafe or need any kind of way, we're going to have a Calling All Crows tent at the vendor market and in the festival, at least somewhere in the festival, all 4 days this year. So we'll have people that are represented and knowing how to deal with active bystander training and you know, all the, you know, a little more complicated stuff when it comes to, you know, sexual assault or, you know, any uncomfortable situations at a music festival. So I'm really excited to have them helping us, you know, keep everyone safe and also, you know, kind of educate everyone on what they're doing. And I don't know their exact website, but Calling All Crows, if you Google them, they're an amazing organization. I know they've been at Bonnaroo and I think they're going to be at Newport Folk Festival at the same time as us. And they're really just committed to you know, spreading the good word and helping out indie festivals and indie shows like I am,
yeah,
keeping people safe. So I'm really excited to be working with them. I know my friend Tommy from Jesus the Dinosaur and Kind Being also works with Calling All Crows really closely, and that's how I got in connect with them, because I've been working with Tommy for years and years, and Tommy played the first Nights of Fest. It's been exciting. I think a lot of the sponsors are going to be returning again. You know, we have Topo Chico, we have Grillos, mm-hmm. we have Bully Boy, who is our favorite distillery, and we do Bully Boy whiskey and Grillos pickles, picklebacks mm-hmm. all weekend at the Crystal Ball.
That's another thing about the year two that I loved. Because you could, not only could you, there was like a whole like pickle drink
cocktails. We got all the pickle list, cocktails. Yeah.
But you could buy pickle spears at the bar.
Yep. You
and
still can.
I friggin' like, good. I better be able to get pickles at this, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'll bring my own jar of Grillos if I can.
Dude, don't worry.
Grillos are like my favorite pickles. I'm by, like, they're a Massachusetts pickle company, but they make amazing. They are the best, and I fucking love pickles. I think you can tell.
Me too. I'm right there with you.
But my friends that I was with, every time they turned around, they were like, "Did you get another fucking pickle from the bar?" And like, because I was just, you know, I would have like a beer every hour, and then like I would get three pickles as well.
It's just worth the individuals, it, man. It's great.
Yeah. I was like, this is keeping me through this weekend. Like, this is my sustenance for this weekend. I'm just,
it's something special about having a pickle and watching a band. I don't know.
You're so right. It's just, it's awesome. It's like it really as good. Is. It's as good as a drink to me. But so if you're telling me that I can redeem like a coupon at the goods, that's going to get me weed gummies. And then I'm going to take those and then go back into the show. Like,
you're gonna go get some pickles.
You actually, after like Friday or Saturday, you or someone else, like at the bar or the order, might have to come up to me and be like, you know what? Maybe you should just bring your own jar of pickles because everybody else needs some pickles too.
I think, honestly, I can't wait to show you. Now that I bring you into the walk in. When we're there, and I will show you the amount of pickles that Grillo's gives us. Is we there? You know the Home Depot bucket, the orange bucket. It's that size, and we get a bunch of them. Like we get multiple buckets of pickles that are filled with pickle spears. So now that I know that you like them so much, any leftovers go straight to you, my guy.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That means so much. Actually, that's
it's a badge of honor to get to take home the half bucket of pickles at the end of the.
That's the best news anyone's told me like so far this year, and I got into grad school. So
hey, congratulations! Like, that's amazing. Yeah, but also,
fuck, I can't wait to give you some pickles. I'm getting free pickles. That's why we do this.
I got you, my guy. That's yes,
why,
sir.
That's why I do this show.
The perks of the industry, yeah. You know?
thank you.
But yeah, man, the sponsors are all cool. I'm excited. We just have, we just signed today with Bentwater. Bentwater Brewing, they're, I think, from Malden, or somewhere in the North Shore. But they're coming over. We got Remnant Brewing.
It's a great one.
Who is my favorite brewery. They're in Beaumarket. I love their beer so much. Hangtime is amazing. But this year they are doing Knife of Beer for us. So we're gonna have completely branded cans, exclusive only to the festival. It's a light corn lager. It's going to be really, really tasty. I haven't tried it yet. Okay. I think they're about to start brewing it. And then by the end of the next couple of weeks, I hope to be able to go and try it. And I think we might, maybe we'll be doing a pop-up event at Satellite Remnant before the show just to launch the beer. So
I was going to mention Satellite as well, because that was formerly so cool. Atwoods, which was one of my favorite bars.
Rest
in Cambridge.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
But I got to give it, you know, when I heard that, you know, it was closing and then reopening, I was like a little like nervous, because I'm like, oh, I've seen so many of my favorite places get shut down and reopened. And but they, like, Remnant just kept it the same. Like, they didn't remodel. It's the same room. And
just moved in.
Yeah. It's so they're doing a great job there.
It's really cool. I think my friend John Wallace is actually who introduced me to the Remnant people. John is in the band Barefoot Young, who's playing this year, and I know they do a lot of, they've played a couple shows there, and they like love the new Remnant Satellite. And Brittany and Selena over at Remnant have been so fantastic to work with, and I know that like Brittany specifically is like, it was kind of her vision to do this Satellite thing, and she's been crushing it, man. It's so cool. I haven't actually been, but I've seen so many photos, and I can't wait to go and check it out very soon.
Yeah, it's a solid place. Great place to grab a drink. The good food.
Yeah. Can't wait. Got to check it out. But I know the beer will be at Nice Fest all weekend long. So
yeah, and if it's a light beer, then I'm definitely going to try it.
Yeah, I love light beer. I'm about to go sit and have a Pilsner right now.
That's a good idea.
IPAs are just, I don't know. Some people like them. Not my thing. But we have plenty of them. We got them.
I feel like college, late college and early 20s was like my most pretentious beer stage.
Yeah,
where I was like, yes, enough. I want to try these rich IPAs. And now like I've just had so many, and like everything is an IPA. I feel like everywhere has at least a couple IPAs, and they're so heavy. Yeah. I don't want to feel like I have to take a nap after one beer, not from being drunk.
Not especially not at the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's light beer from here on out.
I agree. The older you get, the lighter you gotta drink. But maybe not for everyone. But cool, man. Anything else? What other questions you got for me? What else do you want to talk about?
That was pretty much it. Like for this show, I really don't I don't write any questions down. I just sort of like mentally prepare and just want to have like an off the cuff, like casual conversation. Cause I feel like that makes for better listening. That's like my podcasting opinion.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess one other thing that I'd like to mention, if you have a second, is
else you want to let people know about it.
There's so much going on this year, but aside from our outdoor stage and the second vendor market this year, I actually handed over the duties of booking the vendor market to my good friends in Small Mart. Small Mart have been popping up at Gilman Square, the new park that Somerville made, and they've been popping up at Crystal Ballroom and Deep Cuts and Aeronaut, and they've been everywhere all over the Somerville, Medford side of things. Whereas, you know, Brighton Bazaar, who does a great job over in Alston, but it's a very similar, similar thing but Small Mart is doing the vendor market this year. Shout out Bridget Dugan and Wiley, runs Pathosea Productions, and also, is called, Existential Thread Co., who she'll be vending there as Existential Thread Co. And then also Wiley is the owner of High Energy Vintage over in Somerville, right across from Market Basket. That's like one of my favorite stores in the city. So that is going to be really cool. They're both going to be vending. And then also on top of it, we have all these box offices this year to get physical tickets. So you can go to Wanna Hear It Records, Big Dig Records, High Energy Vintage, Raspberry Beret in Cambridge. You can go to all Vivant Vintage in Austin. You can go to Remnant, the not the satellite, but Remnant in Beau Market. And you can go to Wanna Hear It Records in Watertown, and you can get fee-free physical tickets. You go in, also you buy
good,
a record.
The goods, I believe, too. I don't know.
And the goods, yeah, yeah. Of course. If you're right in Davis Square, obviously, heads of the goods. We love them so much, and they got tickets for you. Yeah, and then I don't know when this is going to air, but there's currently tickets on sale for the July 4th weekend. I know that that's not going to happen soon, but yeah,
probably,
ticket
yeah,
prices are going to keep
next week, but...
Fair enough. Well, yeah. Ticket prices keep going up and up. And so just definitely, like, you know, if you guys
jump
are
on, it, yeah,
on the fence, you know, jump on them. And I think Saturday is actually going to sell out way in advance this year. So if you want to see Wunderbar and Pale Hound and Pile and Bay Faction, you might want to hop on those pretty soon, too. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. I think I've covered, like, you know, we've done what? We've got 81 bands. We got two vendor markets, three stages, a bunch of cool sponsors. I mean, what else is there to love about it, you know?
Yeah, pickles.
Pickles, lots of pickles, and lots of free Topo Chico.
Come eat a pickle with me and Alex in the back of Crystal Ballroom. Yeah,
I'll be out there in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I can't believe I'm on the podcast. It's crazy.
Hey, I've been needing to record more episodes. So when you hit me up, I was like, oh, great. Yeah, we'll do a nice fest preview episode. That'll be perfect.
I love
and
it.
And hopefully, like, we'll get, you know, yeah, maybe my mom will get a ticket to the show because she listens to
my mom's
episode.
Gonna be working.
Oh,
my mom's
shout
working
out
in
to
the
moms.
Box office.
Shout out
it's
to
gonna
moms.
Be great. Do you want to come meet my mom?
Hell
and
yeah.
Maybe Harry's mom too. Great, yeah. Come to the festival.
I'll try to drag her one of the days.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Put her on the list. I got
Sweet.
You.
Yeah, you hear that, mom? Guest list, VIP.
VIP. We'll put her on the stage with Wunderbar. It'll be
get
great.
Get to the gig.
Get to the gig. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. But Alex Pickert.
Thank
get
you.
Get to the gig, Boston. Nice a fest. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harry. It was nice talking to you, and I can't wait to see you in person and hang out this summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's July 24th to 27th? Is the
25th through 28th. 20. So close.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll see you in 22 days.
I love it. Oh, God. Don't say that. Okay.
Hey,
I'm going to go drink a beer really fast.
Yeah. I'm going to try to find one really fast.
Anyway. Hell yeah. Good luck with that. Thank you so much, Harry. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. Have a good one, Alex. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. That was my interview with Alex Pickert from Get to the Gig Boston about Nice Fest. Grab your tickets to Nice Fest while you still have a chance. This lineup is absolutely stacked. If you go, come say hi to me. I'll be in the corner. The back corner. I'll be in the back corner, probably eating pickles. Shout out to Grillo's. Anytime Grillo's wants to hit my line, come on through. My DMs are open to pickles. That I didn't mean for that to sound as much of an innuendo as it did, but I stand by it. Anyway, I'm really excited. I got a big couple weeks coming up. I got Pitchfork Festival this weekend in Chicago. Nice a fest the weekend after that, and then Newport Jazz Festival the following weekend, where maybe I'll get a chance to meet my childhood hero, Andre 3000. That would really do a lot for my inner child right about now. I hope everyone's enjoying the summer. Thank you to you, the listener, for tuning in. Thanks to Ethan for all the audio processing. Thanks to everyone at Alston Pudding. Thank you to Alex Pickert and everyone involved in organizing Nice a Fest. Anyway, I've been Harry. This has been Alston Pudding Presents the Podcast. Talk to you soon.